Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
A few new members to the household in the last 24 hours. Yesterday morning, my wife and son and I, finally, after 6 weeks of trying to get the bloody water right, welcome some fish to our fish tank.
Well done.
I know.
I know what an effort this has been.
Turns out, so this is for tropical fish, not goldfish.
Yeah.
Tropical fish, this is the information that we'd heard, that they're actually a lot easier to maintain and keep alive and look after than goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Well, your whole thing was you didn't want to buy a fish and then it die 3 weeks later.
Yeah, and I've had that experience with goldfish in the past. The only goldfish that have ever thrived in my life were on the farm and we had them in the trough. And the cows, every now and then, or the birds would get them. But mostly they would be living a happy life in the trough.
Yeah.
But we got some... We were like, hey, let's try something new. Our son's really into fish. He goes...
Yeah. Beautiful.
Anytime you say fish or he sees a fish. So we're like, let's get some fish. So yesterday, finally, after, I think this was our eighth attempt of take, because you take water and they have water testing kits where we get them. And they go, yes, your water was finally good enough for you to have the fish.
Amazing.
What do you want? And I think I'd gone there so many times and found out the water wasn't right.
You were waiting for rejection again.
And I actually hadn't considered the type of fish that we were going to get. And we ended up getting some community fish that all, like, four different types of fish that all get along together.
Nice.
And have a nice little system, like an ecosystem in their little habitat.
Little pack.
Like I've got a couple of tetras, some guppies, a couple of platies, some corridoras, you know.
My faves.
I've got a few bottom feeders.
Oh, yeah.
And I reckon I might name one of them, Jess.
Nice. I appreciate being part of the tank.
just getting in there. You helped me fit out the tank. One of my birthday presents was some... SpongeBob related aquarium.
I bought you
things.
All the buildings from SpongeBob SquarePants.
And I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
But here's the thing.
Did they all fit in the tank?
Yeah, because they're tiny, teeny tiny. Like the biggest one is half the length of my thumb.
Yeah.
So, but people that have had fish in the past, I wanted to open the phones 5223295. How long did it last?
Oh, no.
How long? And like, it doesn't even have to be fish. It could be any pet. How short did you have them?
Oh, I got a Mexican fighting fish for my 18th birthday. Friends of mine bought me the tank.
The single bowl. It's the saddest little
No,
setup.
It was like three. It was like a
three
tank.
With glass.
And it had three separate fish. And within 24 hours, one of them jumped out of the tank to its inevitable doom. So, yeah, 24 hours was the
24 hours.
The other one I had for 8 months, though. The other two, sorry.
I was going to say, there's one... One, we still don't know where it is.
But one of them, yeah, it was grim.
Right.
It was very grim.
Okay.
I didn't realize they just jump out of the tank like that.
You didn't put the lid on?
Well, I mean, I think I'd put the lid on and then I'd taken it off to feed them and I hadn't put
And
back
it went,
on.
My chance is now.
And it jumped.
You're the girl.
Off the bench.
You're like the girl on Finding Nemo.
Darla.
Like, hi, fishies! And this fish was like, it's too much for me. 5223295. How long did your pet last?
Mm.
I think fish is where we really would like to play because for some reason, everyone seems to be more okay when a fish...
With losing fish,
with
right?
losing fish compared to losing,
yeah,
you know, like a category A pet, like a dog, cat.
categorizing the deaths.
Then you got your bees, you got
your
rabbits, you got hamsters.
Fish can be traumatic too.
Well, fish are in the same thing as hermit crabs for me.
Right.
Like, cause you, it's
replaceable.
And $4. 5223295. If you've... had a short relationship with a fish, we would love to hear from you. It actually has brought up some childhood trauma, if you wouldn't mind a quick dump.
Please.
When I was 8 years old, we found a turtle on the road, like a tortoise, whatever the land ones are. And so excited, brought it home, set up a little kid out the back. Oh. What do you do when you're 8 years old? You name it after your favorite Beatles album.
Of course.
Sergeant Pepper, he's there the next morning. He'd slowly walked away. Not ran away, but he'd slowly walked away. Didn't even have him. I think we had Sergeant Pepper for maybe 12 hours.
Again, he saw his escape.
And gradually took it. Okay, Chloe in Ocean Grove. Was this fish for you? How short did you have your fish?
So I had two, and one lasted a couple weeks, but the other one lasted like a couple months.
A couple months is good, Chloe, I think. Like, what kind of fish was it?
One was a goldfish and the other one was like this Like it had spots on it, and I don't know what it was. But
I think some other types of goldfish can have spots on them. So
I feel like goldfish are hard. They're hard to maintain.
And they're so forgetful. That's the only thing. All right. Well, Chloe, appreciate that. Abby in Grovedale, what was it for you?
Hi, sorry. So for me, it was a mouse, a little pet mouse.
Ah, that's probably moving up from C category up to B, I would say. I would put mice in there.
Oh, well, that's nice because I've had pet rats in the past too and they've lasted quite a bit longer.
Right.
But little Rupert was my Christmas present to myself and he bit me or something and jumped out of my hand and went under the washing machine in the laundry.
Just disappeared.
Never saw Rupert again.
Oh, no, Mum reckons that she saw him running around the house. I like to call him a free-range mouse, but we never caught him.
He went on a little adventure, Abby. You gave him a good life.
All of these stories sound like different Pixar movies.
Yeah.
And the origin story, and then we follow them from there, Abby.
That's where they got the movie Ratatouille from.
Yes, I'm sure.
No, mine was more Flushed Away. Hugh Jackman played Rupert.
That was a great movie, Abby. That was a great movie.
Abby. Very impressive.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, yesterday I kind of floated an idea because I had noticed that there was not many Valentine's Day events happening around Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Well, I think there are, but I think they're not what you were hoping for because you've been reminiscing about how you met your husband.
Look, a lot of people don't realise that I met my husband at a speed dating night just over 6 years ago now. And it was very daunting to go to a speed dating night. But you pushed me and said it'll be so much fun to talk about
you
on the air.
I just said if you didn't do it, I'd be upset. There's a difference.
We can talk about all the weirdos you meet. And when we came back on the air that Monday, I had met the love of my life.
Yeah, the biggest weirdo of all.
True. I just wanted to spread that kind of joy because if I hadn't have gone to that speed dating night all those years ago, my life would look very different right now.
Do you know what I regret?
What?
Telling you I had no plans on Valentine's Day. Not that it's because me and my wife are, you know, in a rift. It's because she's interstate for Valentine's Day. She's taking our son, so I'm home alone. And you were like, excellent, I have an idea. Let's host a speed dating night.
Yes.
And you can host it because you have no plans.
I'm a success story, Tim, from a speed dating night.
Maybe let's curl that language.
Success. That's what they say. Jessica, success, Kazi. That's what they call it.
All right, go for it.
and so we've decided that we are going to host a speed dating night.
And this is on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And
we're looking for hot singles.
Now, you did it at a bar, right?
Yes.
We thought that was a little bit vanilla.
We wanted to up the ante a little bit.
What could we do to have a bit of fun?
If you don't find love, you'll still have fun on Valentine's Day.
Would you say there's a chance of, you know, getting some caboose on Valentine's Day?
There's a chance this might go off the rails, some would say.
Now, this might sound cooked, but we're going to do speed dating on the miniature train on the waterfront. And the dates are going to be in the carriages, the caboose at the back.
We're going to go do laps up and down the waterfront, changing each end to different dates.
Yep. So hopefully we have a couple of people and then, we just swap around, and if it's going well, we have some prizes for people if they want to go on the second date. And we've already come up with a great name and everything because we're both Simpsons addicts.
I choose you. Yep. It's going to be incredible. If you are single, if you know someone that's single, we want to hear from you. At krock.com.au is where you can register. Tell us about yourself. We're going to get a whole bunch of singles together on Valentine's Day. Tim and I are going to host.
Yeah.
We're not going to join in because we're both very married.
You never know. Our partners are both away. What could have been?
But we will host a speed dating night.
We're the conductors for the evening.
Yes. And you'll be on the miniature train down on the waterfront. It's going to be so much fun.
Absolutely.
And you might even meet the love of your life.
Huge. 522-322-955 if you're keen. Give us a call right now.
Paul from Lara gave us a call. G'day, Paul. Tell us about yourself, mate.
I'm a legend.
All right, Paul.
I'm not really. I'm currently trying to pull over my truck that I'm driving because I have it on the radio and just pulling over now. But
yeah, good. Right. No, Paul, good to be safe, Paul.
How old are you, Paul?
406. Oh, no, right. 38.
38. Okay. Mate, 38. You're a spring chicken.
Yep.
Looking for love. Tell us, what type of person do you think you'd be looking for?
A girl with beautiful blue eyes and a beautiful smile. That's about it.
Oh, Paul.
Colgate's white dream. Incredible. Paul, have you been on a speed dating night or like a blind date before?
No, never. I always thought it was so lame, but now I don't think it's lame anymore because I think that so many people... Hey, Jess, you actually met your... love of your
yes.
life on a speed date. So
I
there
did.
You go.
Yeah, see, I'm a success. You don't often hear about success stories from these speed dating nights, Paul. But
no, you don't. You hear about how bad they are usually.
Yeah,
no,
well, we're hoping that this is going to be really like a lot of fun. Like at the very least, you get to ride on the miniature train.
Absolutely, Paul.
And that's my ultimate. Like, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to ride on the miniature train.
Well, right. Paul, make sure you get yourself registered at krock.com.au for us, okay?
Well, when I finish work tonight, I'll make sure I'll do that. It'll be about 7 o'clock. But right. As long as I register, then yeah, great stuff.
Registrations are open 24 hours.
Absolutely. So there you go, Paul. You're an absolute star. We're getting to, because we figured this out quick. We stayed back after work yesterday and we figured this all out. You and I jumped in the booth, recorded a commercial. Mm-hmm. Got it all set up, been speaking to the bloke at the train. It's all happening.
It's all happening.
So, but we can only pick a select handful. So just register and then we have to find the people to put on the caboose.
We are so excited.
Very, very keen.
Get ready. Choose you. This Valentine's Day.
I'll put you on the quiet carriage. This is Tim and Jess. Open forum time in a way. Well, it's not really open because sometimes we do get a bit lippy. but the courtroom with Tim and Jess, it's a safe enough space.
We love it when you send in your arguments. You know, sometimes we find them online, Tim. It's just really a platform for us to kind of have it out once a week. But this week, we're going traditional because it's me versus my husband.
Oh,
we have been having this argument for about 2 weeks now, and I'm finally ready to bring it to the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Let's go. Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. The way this works, whatever is brought to the courtroom of Tim and Jess, whether we agree or we represent a certain side of it, at the end of it, whoever calls through first on 52232955, they become judge. Whatever they say becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
I'm going to need you to step in and try and, I guess, support my husband in this. I feel like you'll have...
Hatchery. Sorry. Do you want me to play him or just
Please
represent
don't play
him? Okay, sorry. I was just...
I'm sorry, cutie. Can you pick me up from work?
Oh, don't play him. Sorry.
I actually think that you might agree with my husband on this stance that he has. So we've moved into our new place 2 weeks ago. And it's the first time we've had a double story house. So, you know, we've had one TV in the living room for our entire relationship. And that's been just fine. But now we have this double story house and my husband works from home. And I suggested, while he's working from home, maybe we get a TV for our bedroom upstairs so that when he's doing night shifts, he doesn't have to go all the way downstairs. He can just come to the bedroom and we can watch TV together.
Right.
And he said, it's going to ruin our sleeping habits. We can't have a TV in the bedroom. It's bad for our health. Blah, blah, blah. I stopped listening after a certain while.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was starting to make good points.
He did confide in me that he was like one night shift in particular. He did a couple of up and backs or up and downs.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I don't know if I'm about this. But then I think he's remaining steadfast on no TV
in the
bedroom.
I think he doesn't want to backtrack on the, you know, the classic.
If you go hard out of the gates, there's not much you can do.
Yeah.
You got to commit.
If he says that we can get a TV now, he's admitting that he was wrong.
And he won't.
And he won't do that.
You're both at this standstill.
But this is the thing. Like, do you have a TV in your bedroom?
No.
Oh.
But that's like, it's so personal. I think it's so personal to, and like our bed faces the door. So
right.
Like, firstly, the TV wouldn't go there. But even if we had it set up that a TV could go in there, I just wouldn't. I don't feel like
Have you ever had a TV in your bedroom?
When I was a kid. Right. Because it was just like, well, yeah. Like the, and then the TV was like 40 yards deep. Well, that's how big it was.
And when you were a kid, like you want to be able to...
Have your own space.
Have your own space. Yeah. And basically you get like one little room.
Yeah. Where else am I going to play my VHSs?
Of course.
Yes?
Yeah.
And
your Game Boy.
But I would not... I don't like the how to sit in bed to watch television.
Right. So, see, I'm a big fan of like a lazy Saturday morning. Wake up, sit in bed for like a couple of hours, watch some Netflix... You know, have a little chill sesh. Like, not having to go downstairs. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that this is sounding very bougie.
No, this is the whole thing. Everyone warned you about getting a place that's on two stories.
Yes.
And you're like, shut up, we'll make it work. And now you're like, we need two TVs. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Oh, look, it's working so far. I will admit it's working so far. But do we want to live our best lives? We've got Caleb in Thompson. Good afternoon, Your Honour.
Good afternoon, guys.
Now, Caleb, this is going to potentially set up a lot of households here. Have you got a double-story place, Caleb?
Oh, I wish.
Don't we all? Caleb,
Not made a million.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice? Caleb, do you have a television in your bedroom or is that a no-no for you?
Currently I do, but it is going to move.
Oh, where's it moving to?
I don't know yet.
Second living room money. Caleb, you can't afford two stories because you've got so many living rooms.
Yeah, too many living rooms. That's it.
So what's your stance on the TV in the bedroom then, Caleb?
Well, I don't mind it now, but I've been told that it's going to move.
Here we go.
Initially, it seemed like you were going to move it, but has your partner said, no, this is not how we're doing this? Are you currently uninstalling it right now? What is going on in the background?
No, I'm just packing my bag. Okay. My TV's not that small. But, I am with Akshay on this one. I'm going to say that it does alter the sleeping habits.
There we go, Caleb.
I'm very sad and disappointed. Don't like when people disagree with my husband because now I have to go and tell him that he was right. So,
I bet you'll come back tonight and just say that you'll need another TV. So.
Yeah,
honestly, if you go to that, he'll just be like, well, no, I was just making a big deal out of it.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.